You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati Spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host, Ethan Uecker.
Thank you so much for listening to American Medicine Today. I am Kimberly Banati, alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. 9 years into programming, we're talking to folks that are being told that nothing can be done. They have to live a life in pain, take pain medications, or undergo invasive hard refusion surgeries, which is just going to cause a chain reaction of needing more and more surgery and leaving you with mangled, entangled nerves or the hardware loosening in the bone. Now, it's one thing for me to talk about it, but it's another one you hear directly from the patient themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Banati Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Banati Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
Tanya is an active grandmother who enjoys spending time with family.
Taught high school for 28 years. I teach line dance classes and I have grandbabies that I take care of. So I lift weights and I do like yoga. I don't recall an event. I started experiencing pain in my right hip probably about 2017. It was right around Halloween that it really hit, and I moved and got this really strange nervy sciatica pain, and it's just almost like my right side of my body just, my leg kind of collapsed. About 2020, I started experiencing some low back pain all on the same right side where my hip was hurting. It would hit me very suddenly, especially if I had been in a seated position. My leg would just go numb and it would give out. And then, of course, like I said, I have a 3-month-old grandbaby. So my biggest fear was, you know, what if I'm holding him and I take a step and I can't, you know, control that leg movement. I used to run a lot. I got where I was not running at all. I could not ride in the car for long periods of time and driving for long periods of time. So I would avoid those situations, avoid being in the car or sitting or standing for long. As I said, I teach dance, and so I would feel like I would have to rest up all day long to be able to do my class in the evenings. I would have like a little spasm.
Looking for a way to relieve the pain, Tanya tried numerous conservative treatments.
I'd used heat and ice. At one time, had a little at-home red light therapy, tried resting, topical medications, dry needling. I had done the PT and go chiropractic and different things like that, and then it would subside. What gave me the most comfort was probably either the laser therapy or massage therapy. I'd started using massage therapy.
Tanya met with her primary care physician seeking help. They ordered an MRI and referred her to a neurologist.
When I had to get the MRI, I had to go back to my primary care physician. He had looked at the MRI and wanted me to go see a neurologist. The neurologist wanted to do a fusion, and that just wasn't something I was ready to do, especially after talking to my PT. He just felt like that I would be kind of sliding down a slippery slope. I would get those vertebrae fused, and then it probably, in his opinion, would not be long before I would have to have other vertebrae fused. And I just, you know, I still think I'm young at heart. I didn't want to deal with that. I wanted something that I could keep my activity level the same and something that'd be a lot less invasive.
When her friend and physical therapist recommended the Banati Spine Institute, she decided to call for an appointment.
There is a lady in my hometown. I actually did not speak with her, but I spoke with her husband, and she had surgery here like 25 years ago and has not had a surgery since. I think knowing someone that had had, or at least knowing of someone that had had a successful experience, made it a little bit less intimidating, I think. I went online to get information about sending my MRI, and I was not exactly sure how to do it online, so I just looked at the phone number and called and just asked if someone could walk me through the procedure of getting my MRI to the clinic. And that's when they assigned me to Jelaine, and she explained the process of how I would get my MRI through Dropbox and get it here. After I sent my MRI, I actually spoke to Dr. Bonatti after he had looked at my MRI and told me that, you know, that he felt like I would need two surgeries, and then got me back in touch with Jelaine. She helped me do through all the paperwork and scheduling my appointment.
Tanya's experience at the Bonatti Spine Institute was a little different than most. Upon arriving, she was given a physical exam, received updated x-rays at the on-campus imaging center, and had her first targeted Bonatti spine procedures all on the same day.
I was very nervous, but when I signed in, was very comfortable, and everyone was very nice and greeted me. My appointment was at 8, and I was here at 7:55 and got right in. I ended up having an x-rays because they already had my MRI here. Oh, that was very nice to not have to get back in and leave the grounds to go do that. We were able to walk. My husband and I walked over to the imaging. It did that and then walked back over. And really, by the time I got back over, they already had my images over here and was ready to consult. Dr. Nowak did explain and showed me which vertebrae that he would do the surgery on. Gosh, I was probably in surgery by 11 or 11:30. So I felt like that was a pretty quick morning to be already, you know, do my consultation and then to have my surgery as well.
The exclusive Bonatti spine procedures are performed incrementally using conscious IV sedation, where the patient remains awake and communicating with their surgeon to ensure their source of pain is eliminated before leaving the operating table.
Being awake was interesting. I think it was very helpful, my husband being in there, that we had no idea that he would be able to observe in surgery. And so I think that is a big plus, is having someone, kind of your own little personal advocate in there with you. And I think that made me feel less nervous. So I was experiencing pain walking to the OR, getting up on the table when he was testing the different, I guess, nerve areas to see. I can remember feeling the pain and then not having the pain at all.
No pain in your butt?
No.
No pain back of the leg?
No.
No pain back of the calf?
Oh.
Surgical guests of the Bonatti Spine Institute are often surprised by how quickly they can be up and walking following surgery. Following a brief walk in the recovery room, patients return home or to their hotel rooms to continue recovering.
The recovery time was very fast. I felt like the staff was very attentive, taking my vitals. My husband just drove around and picked me up. I just walked out. No hospital stay, which was very nice. I will not have to have physical therapy. Any extra therapy, which is very nice. The main thing that is required is for me to walk, which is good because I'm very I'm active anyway. That helped me a lot last night. We walked around the pier. I didn't feel quite as stiff. We're going to stay somewhat in the area. We're not going to hit the road and go back. It's about a 16-hour drive back to Arkansas. We have friends that live in Cape Coral, about 3 hours away. So we're going to do some sightseeing today and walk around and then go there and walk around. And so that is the main activity that I will continue doing as I recover, is to continue to walk.
Tanya is looking forward to returning to her active lifestyle and enjoying time with her friends and family.
I will definitely recommend the Bonatti Spine Institute. I'm anxious to get back and tell especially my PT who recommended the surgery center how successful, and also let him know to tell any of his patients that if they would like to speak to me about my experience, I would be happy to share the positive experience that I've had. I'm just looking forward to just being more confident in my movement and to not have pain, get back to my normal activities.
And if you want to find out if you're a candidate for the Bonatti spine procedures, go to askbonatti.com. And if you want to hear a multitude of testimonials that will attest to the fact that they work and they're long lasting, visit the Bonatti Spine Institute on YouTube.
Make sure you stay tuned. Coming up after the break, you'll hear more. You're listening to American Medicine Today.